This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And Jen and Victoria here at your service, on your side, 7 minutes after the hour. The good news is the Federal Reserve expected to keep interest rates unchanged this week, deferring any possible increase till September or maybe even December, and maybe even not then. Depends on inflation. The meeting, which will be held, I think it's today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. These people get together, and it's anathema when you mention the Fed to some people. Ah, they've ruined our country. I don't honestly, I probably shouldn't admit this, I don't know what the hell they do. They set rates.
I don't either. So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Who gave them the authority to set the rates for interest? It's not supposedly an actual federal department, even though the members get appointed by the president. And whenever they meet, everybody goes, oh, this is going to be dangerous. This is going to be awful.
They hunker down.
Yeah, right. It's like thumbs up, thumbs down. And the people in Wall Street are sitting on the edge of their chairs. And the people, you know, the 0% interest rate is great if you're buying a house and that sort of thing. It reminds me of the, maybe I'll make a little plug here for this program that guarantees you 8% yield on your money at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. You can check out the video there. It sort of flies in the face of the good news for people who are borrowing is that the rates are low. The bad news for people who are saving or trying to make some money on their savings is that it's hard to make it at 0%, but it's better for the economy, generally speaking, to keep interest low. So what I don't ever, the understanding here of this is how easily it's manipulated. And if you have, if your interest rate is practically zero, how come we have an inflation rate of between 2 and 3%? I've never really quite figured that out either. Why is there inflation if the interest rate is zero or close to it? Everybody wants a raise. Why do you want a raise? It's not costing any more to do anything, or is it? Look at the cost. Now, this is the other side, but now I'm getting to the dark side. What does it cost you for an airplane ticket? What does it cost you?
Rates have gone up.
Right. If you look at some things, they're much more expensive now than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 4, 10, whatever. But there are some things. Trying to get somebody to do service work for you has nothing to do with anything other than the availability of the people to do it or not. And that isn't something that's hooked to whatever the interest rate is. But it just I want you to think about this. It is good and it's not so good. And then figure out how it impacts you. I know I'm not borrowing any money. You look at that. I just looked at a credit card statement the other day. Good God. Interest rate, if you don't pay the thing off, is 29% a month.
Here's the thing. If it feels like you can't afford something, you can't. I am no financial genius, but that's sort of how I live my life. If it feels like I can't afford it, then I try to stay away
from
it.
You're the only person who's ever said that out loud.
Right?
And everyone should think that, but you are the only person who's ever said that out loud.
It's like, you know, if it feels like it's out of my league, it's probably out of my league. Like, don't go and buy the car you can't pay off or the house that you can't afford. Yep. I mean, at some point, someone's going to come a knocking to collect that money.
Who's that knocking at the door? Yesterday, we had a very important conversation about women's bras. And it was unfortunate that Jennifer was not here for that discussion. But somebody.
Yeah, I know bras.
Somebody sent me something as a follow-up. A lady named Jane sent me a story about a woman in Florida who has, according to the rendering here, she has helped women's rights. A court ruling came down clearing this woman of disturbing the peace when she bared her breasts during a camp visitation in a state forest. Who decided women's breasts are more?
Camp in the forest.
Well, they were
out nudie camp.
They were out camping. This woman and
yeah, sure.
Somebody mm-hmm. were camping in the forest. And
was the naked said, couple in the lawnmower camping too?
Yeah. Yeah. Swing camping is what we call it.
Anyway, this woman's whole premise was the court case was based on men and women being able to bear themselves, and the fact that the police who arrested her said she was obscene. So she went to court and said, "How can my breasts be more obscene than yours, Your Honor?" And apparently the judge...
See, there's a really fine line
there.
There
is.
Because there has to be some sort of semblance of good taste, but how do you make the law arbitrate with, like, what good taste is? But if you're...
Well, it's who's offended. What's the community standard for offensive? You can never agree on a community standard for offensive.
If I can see your milkers and you're not milking, that's probably too much.
Well, and then remember that guy in the Target that freaked out at the woman who was breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding her, yeah.
Yeah.
That's always going on.
Well, and that's what I mean. If you're not, if there's not a child attached, then it's probably too
much. This woman said this happened in 90-some-odd degree heat. And she felt that it was...
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. Okay, I'm going to even tell you in Vegas. Here's the thing. I'm going to make a very big confession.
Okay.
I've been to the porn show, the CES show, Consumer Electronics Show, and the next door
is the porn show,
the AVN, the Adult Video Network Awards, and they have like a whole convention. I've been to that.
Coincidentally,
and the women there...
CES?
Yeah,
it does. That's like nerd prom meeting.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm going to tell you that the women there are all naked except for the duct tape over the nipple area.
Really?
And so if that is what's considered good taste in Las Vegas, then this woman can suck it up probably and cover them up too.
Yeah, if that's classy for Vegas, then yes, I agree.
Tackles. Come on.
Seriously? They wear like duct tape over their... Yeah.
That feels like that would be painful when you have to take that off later.
I know. And
I'm sure they're
honest,
used to pasty pain.
Who doesn't have a stray hair around there? You rip that thing off, that guy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Exploded.
Up next, the best beaches in America. That's up next here on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
All right, you'd be happy to know that the police in Manchester, New Hampshire, decided that they also got to catch them all as they are using Pokemon Go for a different end. They want to use the game to catch bad guys. They have tempted fugitives with a Facebook post touting the sighting of a rare Pokemon in their booking area. They wrote that they would only grant a specific number of people access to the booking area to try and catch the Pokemon. If your name appears on the following list, you're one of the lucky ones. They wrote, come down to the station, capture Scheherazade. Hurry before Scheherazade leaves. No arrests have been made yet.
Do you realize the state of affairs right
now? Yeah, right.
Do you realize what you're
Pokemon.
Saying?
Pokemon, yeah, right. It's craziness. Somebody had a Pokemon event in a P.F. Chang's around here. I don't know why would they have it at a P.F. Chang's.
I was
looking
reading
for Pokemon
last night.
And the broccoli.
Yeah, they're going to create Pokestop restaurants. So I guess Pokestops are where you can get all your new energy and like little balls to throw at the
Do
Pokemon.
Do we think that this is going to be around long enough to
Pokemon?
Make the restaurants?
I don't know.
But they're supposed to serve beer and snacks so that people can load up on energy and get their beer, I guess.
All right, time for a list of the best beaches in America. National Resource Defense Council monitoring these beaches. These are not in any particular order. These are supposedly the best beaches for summer enjoyment. Cape May, New Jersey. Who's been there? I bet Victoria's been there.
I have not been there, actually.
Haven't you?
That's way, way, way... I grew up on the beach.
Way down, yeah.
So, and that's way far down, so I didn't really need to go anywhere.
Carrie, you ever been there?
I have not. I normally just stick with Maryland beaches.
Yeah. Well, the Delmarva Beach is supposed to be neat. Let's see here. Jones Beach in New York. How's that?
Ugh.
Really?
How did
you
that make
the
best
this?
Beach? Ew. It's disgusting. Ew. The people
Venice
are gross.
Venice Beach in California. I thought that's kind of gross.
Yeah. Venice Beach is, right?
Like, this comes with National Resource Defense Council. Yeah.
But it's not necessarily pretty and real.
Yeah. What are we rating? How are we rating best beaches here? Because I generally think of, like, cleanliness and good water quality.
These are the good ones.
Right.
The worst ones, Myrtle Beach. South Carolina is supposed to be Key West.
Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
And Puerto Rico. Everything in Puerto Rico is terrible.
Just the entire
Key
place.
Key West
the
entire is bad?
Place.
Why is Key West bad?
Are you sure what are you asking?
Have the
I'm
list
just giving you the report
down.
Here.
I know. Is the list
turned
upside down?
The list upside down.
Okay. Upside down. Inside out. Prince Harry is talking about his mother. He said in a video released yesterday by the BBC that... He wanted to destigmatize mental health problems, something that his mother was all over trying to help people with it. But they didn't talk much about their mother's death. And he says now he wished that they had, he and his brother, had talked to somebody about it because they were, because of their position as young princes, they were supposed to suck it up. Or a buck up, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
He said it's. He figured out it wasn't okay to suffer. But you gotta if you're gonna suffer, you need to talk about it. He said, I'm not weak. This is not a weakness. Weakness is having a problem and not recognizing it and not solving the problem. I thought that was pretty pithy. Matter of fact. So it's on the BBC. An interview with Prince Harry. 21 after the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
prices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is George Harrison tune.
Love it.
He did very well on his own, as they all did well on their own, or are doing, the ones that are left. On July 14th, McCartney and Starr and Yoko and Olivia Harrison attended the 10th anniversary of the Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil at the Mirage in Las Vegas with an updated remix soundtrack by Giles Martin, who was the son of George Martin.
Have you seen that show yet, Dougie? Love,
I have not.
The Mirage?
No,
you
like
would
to see
really
it.
Love it. It is so happy and fun and colorful. It's great. Right up your alley.
Olivia Harrison said that she and the son, Donnie, 37 years old, has worked on and is talking about actually finishing up some of the unreleased tracks that George Harrison left behind. That would be interesting. A lot of songs apparently they weren't finished that he was working on. She says, I think there's a project there. I need to get to it. So with all the things that we enjoyed, like this song, is there more? Are we beyond the time when the Beatles can release anything and it'll work? I don't think so. I think you can still.
Well, I think if his son does it and has like an updated sound to it, I think it could be great.
Yeah. This is a fabulous song. I think this is the best song he did on his own. George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. Crank it up, Gary. The guitar is so wholesome. So George Harrison's widow says that son may finish some of the unreleased songs. That's good news. Next up in the musical focus is Fantasia.
Boy, you don't pay no mind. You act like you don't love me.
They a special sort of private performance for a group of executives from Black Entertainment Television. She wowed them. Apparently a very intimate concert. This is a new series that they're doing at Black Entertainment. They will start airing, I think, later this month. She was from American Idol, right? Isn't that where she got started?
She was, yeah. I think, yeah. Was she in second place? She didn't win, did she? Or did she win?
She didn't win, no. No, I don't think.
So how many people?
Actually, she might have.
That were on American Idol. Remember, her last name was Barrio or something like that, wasn't it?
Barrino.
Do I remember?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah, I think it was Barrino, wasn't it?
It was Barrino.
Barrino, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. She, apparently in this concert, did some newer things, but also went back to some of the songs that she sang on American Idol, like Summertime, the Ella Fitzgerald tune. She was on in 2009. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Barrio.
Her baby Patti LaBelle, because that's her idol.
Really? Baby Patti LaBelle? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see ya. Next up, there's a collaborator and somebody who's quite young. It's a dancer named Maddie Ziegler.
She's amazing.
13 years old. What's her story?
She's from a TV show called Dance Moms, and she just happens to be this incredibly gifted dance prodigy, and she auditioned for this song, Chandelier, which is playing in the background, for the video, and she got the lead role in the video. She plays a mini young version of Sia, and since then, her career has just taken off.
And so this is somebody, this is what this video is bringing, the younger story of Sia to the fore. Is that what this is?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now we've got a touch of all different kinds of genres of music here. 28 after the hour.
Change is certain, so embrace it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the great lessons I've tried to share with every one of my clients throughout the years is that every single emotional experience has a beginning, middle, and end. That means no matter how bad things ever get, no matter how much heartbreak you are experiencing, I want you to know that just as sure as there was a beginning to that emotional experience, there will certainly be a middle and end to it. Hang in there through all you experience. Approach the emotional pain you experience with the information that everything changes, including the emotional struggle you're feeling right now. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're all friends. Everybody is friendly here on the program. It's Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and introducing a lady who is actually not a stranger to the program. She's been on a couple of times at various moments in our lives, mostly at the beginning of the year, as I remember, predictions for the year. Astrologer Maria Trilogy has written the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can, I think we've got some info posted. Don't we have, if we don't have info, I know we do at DougStephan.com, but I think we should have some at Twitter and Facebook.
It's all there. Yep.
This is a fabulous book, all kinds of essays. Maria put this together, and I will tell you that I've read most of them, and they are always good. The right day, the right time, you read them, you get a perspective. And that's what, as I've said before, many good astrologers are here to give you a perspective. and the ladies wanted me to have a good astrologer. Therefore, Maria became the person of choice here. Welcome, Maria, to...
Good morning.
Welcome to the den. So, everybody wants to know about... who Hillary Clinton is based on her astrological chart.
Yeah. Her sun sign is Scorpio, and her Mercury and Venus are also in Scorpio, so that makes her even more of that scorpionic kind of intensity and passion that she brings to everything she does. Besides that, her moon sign is Pisces, another water sign. And that is someone that has a lot of compassion for just for the world itself. They come from a place of giving to others. And as we found out, I don't know if you watched the DNC last night, but it was very interesting. The people that got up and spoke about her and more of the nuances of what she has done through the years to change the status quo, to make things better, to make things different. Whether, you know, I am not here to promote her, I do see, though, where her social consciousness is so evident.
Is that because of the Scorpio, the Piscean, or where is Piscean, or where is her rising sign? What's her rising sign?
We don't.
Piscean, or where is her rising sign? What's her rising sign?
We don't know that for sure.
Really? You don't know when she was born?
They have all these different birth times for her.
Really?
Some say it was in the morning. Some say it was in the evening. But there was a very detailed article that, you know, there are astrologers who just delve into that as fully and completely as they can and found that no matter... There just was not a birth time available.
Okay.
According to her, with her birth time, according to what she has remembered or said that, it, you know, of course, we don't remember because
sometimes,
when we were there.
Right. Sometimes there isn't a record. I know we found
it's not always on the birth certificate.
It's not always the birth certificate, right.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
if I may interject here a little bit, I'm a Scorpio and sun, and my moon is in Pisces. So
you are.
she and I, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very.
So what is there?
Same, I mean, when you think about the fact you've done your radio show for how many years now?
Long time.
Yeah.
What's your rising sign, Doug?
My
rising sign is Aquarius.
Yeah.
And Aquarius is very much forward thinking and very much involved in social consciousness and the idea of justice for
I've
all.
I've also heard Aquarians are also described as the philanthropists of the zodiac, too.
Yes.
Oprah, Richard Branson, a lot of good Aquarians.
Let's, but the Scorpio Piscean thing with her husband, who's a Leo, and I think what's his sun sign is Leo. What's his rising sign?
I have not looked at him as yet. I was more interested in these two people because there could not be two more diverse people running for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
As they're such different dynamics and desire. There's a much different desire level of why they're doing what they're doing. So I'm going to stay on Hillary.
All right.
So Hillary is mostly, when we look at someone astrologically, we take into consideration all of the 10 planets. You know, we look at the sun and moon as that, and then we go through the list all the way to Pluto. And she is very much water and fire. So when you think about water and fire as elements together, it can be very combustible,
mm-hmm.
or it can be very, very powerful if the fire can keep that water bubbling and energized. So this is somebody who is very deep, and somewhat secretive. It was interesting that the New York Times, in their Sunday review, said, "How is it that one of the most famous women in the United States, that we don't really know her?"
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, of course, she's a Scorpio. Mm. And although they reveal as much as they want to, there is a very private side to them. So I found the whole, which I don't want to go into because it's not what we're doing here, the whole email scandal as being quite interesting, that it would be that part of this secret piece of her.
Hi.
So she is a rule follower up to a certain point. So she stays within, Scorpio stays within the confines of following a mandate or following rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I think this is a very interesting picture. We ought to do this in pieces over, so we maybe do Donald Trump when you're here next week, but I think we go to relationships that they have with the people in their lives as well and learn about that, because that can influence how they would be as president. So this is, could be a long-running thing as far as a feature to understand what these people are all about as you get closer to election. So let's sort of plan for that. Thank you. Maria Trilogy, author of Life is Good When You Do the Work, with an overview. You learned something about Hillary that you didn't know. I'm sure of that. And more to come. Thanks. Matt Debo and a focus on cybersecurity up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
44 and change after the hour. Is there a day that goes by in our lives that we don't think about our own security when it comes to using all the technology that's around us. My God, there's so much concern about cybersecurity. Joining us now is Matt DeVoe, who is the CEO of FusionX and managing director of a company called Accenture. FusionX is a company that protects others by trying to think the way hackers do. So, Matt, are you a hacker really at heart?
At heart, absolutely, right? You know, by the original definition of the term, the hackers are the folks that like to tinker with technology and make it behave in ways that were unexpected with the original design, right? So that's what we do, is we focus on testing these technologies, testing these companies from the perspective of an attacker to see where we might find vulnerabilities that they didn't know previously existed, or creative ways that those technologies might be exploited for, you know, criminal or other gain.
So every day in the news, we hear about a different hacking, and whether how applicable some of the material that you have, how Accenture can help, or how you've learned how to do this. Is it as simple as studying what the Russians did to the DNC?
I think that is a great case, you know, whether it's the Russians or another attacker, right? It certainly highlights that this is the new normal, right? We are almost everything that we care about these days, whether it's our communications that are sensitive or the way that we interact with our bank online, have moved into this cyber domain. And what that really does is that highlights the necessity for having very good defenses around those technologies, right? So while we might not ever know whether it was really the Russians that hacked the DNC or not, what it does do is highlight that cyber defense is something that needs to be incorporated into every business, every organization, everything that we do online, because this is the new normal. We are dependent on these technologies, and we need to protect them with, you know, not only common steps, but with some of the more sophisticated measures against some of the more sophisticated attackers.
Well, one of the things this program has as its listenership, part of the base are a lot of people around the country who are small business owners. And so this whole business, all the, you read the stories about the big companies that have been hacked, the Targets of the world and Walmart or Walgreens or whatever it is, but there are smaller people who are getting into trouble the same way. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and I think what they need to recognize is that this is not an unsolvable problem for them, right? There are some very simple things that they can do that are going to greatly improve their defenses. The first is to kind of think from an immunity perspective, right? To stay healthy, there are certain things that we do. The same thing with the technology that we use. You know, how often has your computer told you, hey, I need to install this security update, and you delay it until tomorrow, and then it's next week, and it's next month? Well, that creates an opportunity for an attacker to target you, right? So we need to make sure, if you're a small business owner or mid-sized business owner, that you're keeping your systems up to date, right? And that the vendors are pushing those patches to you. Install those patches when you get them. There are also lots of great controls that can be put in place. For example, if you're using Google Gmail as your back-end email provider, or Microsoft or any of these other providers, they provide for things like two-factor authentication, where now to get access to your email, you don't just need a username and a password, something that can be easily stolen, but it's also linked to your cell phone, right? Something that someone would have to physically steal from you. So there's not a foreign attacker that is going to break into your house and steal your phone in order to get access to your Gmail. You've now provided a more adequate level of protection. And then the other piece is to really engage in smart behavior, right? To understand that there are risks. If you receive a document or link in an email and it seems suspicious, it probably is. I mean, one thing I try and articulate with folks is that your gut intuition is usually right. If the email looks suspicious, it probably is, and maybe should be deleted, or if you think it might be legitimate, maybe take the time to call that person on the phone and say, hey, did you just send me this document? I got it from you. And take those just kind of little stutter steps that will help you from engaging in behavior that exposes your system to an attacker.
All right, in a few seconds, tell us about the Black Hat Conference, which is going to provide attendees with what?
Focuses on what are the emerging risk issues associated with these technologies, right? So not just at the enterprise, but the things that are connected in our homes, our thermostats, our light bulbs, the computers in our cars. So we're looking at the emerging security issues associated with all of these technologies that are being deployed.
All right. Check out FusionX. FusionX.com, FusionX.com. Matt DeVoe from FusionX, part of Accenture, here on Good Day.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time, and there is a warning attached to today's Tech Talk. If you're a Verizon user, look out. I would say for any number of reasons, if you're a Verizon user, look out. There are very few things about Verizon that I find palatable or positive. But here's something, actually there are a couple of things involving Verizon that you probably want to know about, so we'll get to them in just a moment here.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Progress.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so Verizon has agreed to buy, the announcement we made today, is going to spend almost $5 billion to buy Yahoo. At the end of the day, Verizon is such a badly run company, and Yahoo is such a badly run company, the two of them deserve each other, apparently. I don't know what happens to those of us who have Yahoo accounts. But there isn't. You'll not hear me say much good about Verizon. I think they're one of the worst examples, like American Airlines, of companies that just get so big, so out of control, so monolithic, they're monopolies. The state of Massachusetts can't control Verizon and my access to use a special line that I used to have at my other property because they don't want to. That's all. They don't want to switch it. They just said, we don't want to. That's it. We don't want to. We charge you whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And basically, that's the thing that I get from the message for customers who are using excessive data.
They are giving that same message, yes.
Yeah. So
and a lot of people are panicked about this. Well, yeah. If you are a Verizon user and you have... now, this is Verizon cell phone usage.
Yeah.
If you are a Verizon cell customer and you have an unlimited data package, which probably stems from a few years ago when unlimited data, all of the cell phone companies had the same thing. They were competing to get customers.
Yeah.
Well, now Verizon's dumping anyone who has unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data and you use an excessive amount, which is very interesting the way they describe excessive amount, but if you are a user of Verizon, you use a lot of data, you have until August 31st, and this is where Verizon is being very, as you were saying, they're being dictators about this.
Uh-huh.
They're saying if you don't sign up for one of their new plans by August 31st, you will literally turn on your phone and it will not work on September 1st.
Uh-huh.
They're not even giving you any other options. Your phone will be shut off.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of Verizon users really panicked because if you have a family share plan where you have maybe 100 gigs a month of data usage that gets spread out amongst your four family members,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of plans are going to have to be reevaluated. So if you have little kids or even high school kids or if even now you're an adult and you're playing Pokemon Go all the time, you should definitely look into checking your data usage because you could be forced to be paying now $450 a month for a 100 gig package. That's a ridiculous amount of money to me for cell phone usage.
Yeah. That's
$450 a month. I
get
to
love it. So Sprint ought to do pretty well after this.
Sprint's going to do well. T-Mobile, you're going to see now. You're going to see Boost Mobile. You're going to see a lot of the other companies really trying to grab some of these Verizon customers. I've had AT&T unlimited data forever since my first cell phone, and they've never threatened to eliminate unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon is doing this. They claim it's because they want all of their customers to have an equal experience and that they have so much data to go around.
They want to screw their customers equally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want to do.
That's my takeaway. Yep.
Yep, mine as well. Warner Brothers developing a new film entitled Worst Tinder Date Ever. Apparently, there are some new movies being based on some of these apps. What do you make of that?
Angry Birds. Angry Birds was the first app-based movie, and I didn't see it. I don't have kids, but people with kids loved it, and even the adults loved it. Yeah. So the Tinder, which is a dating app, that's going to be the next big movie. We'll see.
Yeah, really? All right. Something for us to do next weekend, no doubt. After Star Wars dissipates. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.